WWEG, WWEG HD1, Myersville. It's a Saturday night party. Get ready to rock with Eagle Concert Classics. Now, here's your host, Aaron Shaw.
Hey, thanks for joining me. We've got a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame edition part three for Eagle Concert Classics. It's kind of an ongoing thing with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because there's so many great bands in there and some great bands that aren't. The first band up was inducted in 2016. This song was a huge hit for them, but it almost never came to be. Cheap Trick's guitarist Rick Nielsen recorded this song for their 1977 self-titled album, but it didn't make the cut. The song was included on their second album, In Color, released in 1977, later in the year, and had a totally different sound to it. A medium tempo, a country feel, honky-tonk piano. It almost sounded like a completely different song than what we're used to hearing. The band didn't like to play it out. They dropped it from their set list, but when they toured Japan that year, the Japanese people loved the song. They decided to start playing it. They played this live and recorded it at Budokan, and this live version went all the way to number 7. It became their very first hit. Here's I Want You to Want Me.
I love you.
106.9 The Eagle, you're listening to Eagle Concert Classics. That was Cheap Trick with Ain't That a Shame. That song hit number 5 after being released on their 1978 album, Cheap Trick at Budokan. And this song was actually Fats Domino's favorite cover of his song, because he released the song back in 1955. He loved it so much that he gave Cheap Trick his gold record for the single. Guitarist Rick Nielsen still has it. I'd say that's a pretty high compliment. Next up, the band was inducted in 2006. I'm talking about Leonard Skinner. They were big fans of the Byrds, so when they decided on the name Leonard Skinner, of course named after their gym teacher, they decided to put Y's in their name instead of spelling it the way he did. Surprisingly, it took them 7 tries to get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but they finally made it in 2006. Here's Give Me 3 Steps.
Thank you.
96.9 The Eagle. You're listening to Eagle Concert Classics. I'm your host, Erin Shaw. That was Lynyrd Skynyrd with What's Your Name? That song originally had the lyrics, "It's 8 o'clock and boys, it's time to go." But when lead singer Ronnie Van Zant found out his brother Donnie was opening his very first national tour with his band 38 Special in Boise, the first line became, "It's 8 o'clock in Boise, Idaho." I imagine people from Boise were pretty excited about the shout-out. Next band up comes at the very end of the alphabet, ZZ Top, inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame back in 2004. And how cool is this? Inducted by Keith Richards. Although they weren't really big fans of getting dressed up, they wrote this song about a sharp-dressed man. In fact, this was their very first video on MTV. The real star of that music video was The Eliminator, Billy Gibbons' super cool hot rod. Here's Sharp-Dressed Man.
I don't know what I'm slow down now. I gotta bump it up a little bit. Give the drummer some right now.
You're listening to Eagle Concert Classics on a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Part 3 edition. That was ZZ Top with Give Me All Your Lovin'. The really incredible thing about ZZ Top is they are the longest running American rock band with no lineup changes, which is insane considering some bands seem to change their lineup weekly. Another cool thing about Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top, he got a really pretty amazing compliment from a guitar god, Jimi Hendrix, legend. Jimi Hendrix called him one of America's best young guitarists. That was when he was on The Tonight Show. Billy Gibbons' band used to open for Jimi Hendrix back in 1968 when he was in a band called Moving Sidewalks. Now that's something I would put on a resume. Don't go anywhere. I've got some more great live cuts from Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees on the way right here on 106.9 The Eagle.